Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. We're coming today from Leviticus chapters 4 through 6. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. We give honor, we give glory, we give praise to God Almighty, to our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom all things flow. We thank Him this morning for His goodness, for His mercy, and for His grace. We give glory to God for each and every one of you who have been listening. Amen. Each and every one of you who have been seeking the face of God. Each and every one of you who want to know who you are and who He is. Amen. The only way to get to know the Lord is to read His word and to make yourself a partaker of His word. Become a part of that the Lord is speaking. That is what He wants us to do, to participate. Amen. In this living word, it is a living word. Amen. It is living and it will come to life in your life if you apply its principles each and every day. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you cannot break through from or break out of if you apply the principles of the word of God. That is why we are reading the word of God from January 1st through December 31st. Amen. So that we will be hearers and readers and doers of His word. Amen. We're reading this so that we can understand it and apply it to our lives. Amen. So that the victory that is in the word will become, amen, alive in each and every one of us. Amen. The healing that you need is in the word. Amen. The breakthroughs you need in your mind is in the word. Those things that you need as far as your relationships is in the word. Amen. Every circumstance that you have in this earth, amen, it's in the word. Amen. The overcoming is in the word. He made us to be overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Glory to God, more than conquerors. Can you imagine that? Amen. Think about the greatest of gladiators of old, or think about the greatest of warriors, amen, in this present time. We are greater than that through Christ. We're more than conquerors, more than that. Those that have conquered cities, those that have conquered kingdoms, we are more than that through Christ. And there's nothing, nothing that we cannot overcome because of the Spirit of the Lord that is in the midst of us and in us and directing us and having His way in us and relating to us and showing us what living really is. The world standard of living is not living at all. Only way to know life is to know it through Christ. He said that He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. If you want to know what living is, say Jesus. Call on His name. Hallelujah. He said that whosoever should call on His name shall be saved. Amen. He will hear you if you call His name, and He will turn your life around and show you what it is to live, even in the earth. Glory to God. That abundance that He said that He had for us. Hallelujah, that greater abundance, that greater life that He has for us is not just for the then and there, not just here and now, right now, in the present time, in your life right now, where your circumstances are not what you would have them to be, where you're in pain and sorrow has been wrecking your mind. God is here. Jesus is here to deliver you on today. Amen. Let's let Him do it. A year in the word, hallelujah, a year in the presence of God Almighty, a year taking out time to read His word, to gain knowledge, amen, to gain wisdom and to gain understanding of His precepts, a year in the word, amen, to come to know Him more, come to know Him better, a year in the word, hallelujah, amen. We give glory to God on today because He is moving in the midst of us. And He has not stopped. He loves us with an everlasting love. And there is nothing, nothing that can stop the love of God for each and every one of us. Nothing that we've done, nothing that we've seen can stop Him from loving us.
He loves you still. You haven't done anything too great to cause God not to love you. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. There is none righteous except Jesus. When we come into the Lord, we don't put on our own righteousness. We put on the righteousness of God in Christ. His righteousness is on us, not our own. We fail daily. He never fulfilled his word. And every promise is yes and amen for you today. Glory to God. We give him honor. We give him glory. And we praise him. Hallelujah. We praise him. Glory to God. I bless the people of God. I bless, amen, all of you that are listening. Amen. We're reading from Leviticus on today. Glory to God, chapters 4 through 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray, first of all. Hallelujah. And then let's read. Amen. I am excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about him today. Glory to God. He is the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. He is the deliverer of every circumstance, everything that you can imagine, everything that has been a hardship. He is your deliverer today. He is your salvation. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. He is mighty in battle. There is nothing that can overtake him. Nothing. And there is nothing too hard for God. There are no impossibilities for him. There are impossibilities for us. Things that we see as impossible, but nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is impossible for him. Out of your vocabulary, if you don't believe, there's nothing too hard for God. No matter what it is you're facing, no matter what it is somebody said, no matter what somebody's spoken over you, the devil is a lie. There's nothing too hard for God. He is your deliverer on today, your salvation. Amen. And he is knocking. He is in fast pursuit of each and every one of us on a daily basis to come closer, to let him in. Hallelujah. He's knocking on the door of your heart even right now as I'm speaking. Let him in. Let him up with you. Let him speak to you. Speak to your circumstance. Let him change your life. Change your relationships. Let him change it on your job. Let him change it into your community. Let him change your government. Let him change your country through you, through your prayers, through your supplications. God will move. Amen. One can chase 1,000, the word says, and 10,000 can be put to flight by only 2. 2 can put 10,000 to flight. Amen. That's the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I give glory to God on today. He is our deliverer. He's our help, our present help. Amen. In the time of trouble and in the time of need. Amen. The word of God says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. His name, you hear me, is a strong tower. The righteous, they run in and is safe. You see how important this year in the word is. Amen. You see how important it is, amen, to know what the word of, to know, amen, what he has given to you, to understand that you have a liberty that you haven't even partaken of. Oh, glory to God. Amen. And yet, we are made free by the power of God, by his great salvation. Amen. And all we have to do is call in his name, and he will save us. He will do it. Amen. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin in each and every one of us. Each and every one of you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will sup with you. He will come on the inside to direct and redirect. Amen. To bring comfort and to bring peace, to give answers. Hallelujah. That the rest of the world won't even understand. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And he'll give you peace that surpasses understanding. Hallelujah. You'll be able to walk through circumstances that others that don't know God won't be able to walk through without peace. But you will be able to walk through with peace, and they'll wonder, well, how is it that you're able to do that? And it's the power of God on your life. Let him do it. Let him do it. Hallelujah. Let him do it. Let him do it.
Amen. We're reading from Leviticus chapters 4 through 6 on today. Glory to God. And we're again talking about the offerings. Amen. We're in the Levitical book, the book of priests. Glory to God. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, lay his hands on the bull's head, and kill the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take from it all the fat of the bull as the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat which is on the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove, as it was taken from the bull of the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's hide and all its flesh, with its head and legs, its entrails, and also the whole bull poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Now if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which should not be done, and are guilty, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the assembly shall offer a young bull for this sin, and bring it before the tabernacle of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord. Then the bull shall be killed before the Lord. The anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tabernacle of meeting. Then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord in front of the veil. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take all the fat from it and burn it on the altar. And he shall do with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering. Thus he shall do with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. Then he shall carry the bull outside the camp and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is a sin offering for the assembly. When a ruler has sinned and done something unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord his God in anything which should not be done and is guilty, or if his sin which it has been committed comes to his knowledge, he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a male without blemish, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the goats and kill it at the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all its fat on the altar, like the fat of the sacrifice of the peace offering. So the priest shall be forgiven him. If any one of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has committed. And he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill the sin offering at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat
as the fat is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. If he bring the lamb as his sin offering, he shall bring a female without blemish. Then he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill it as a sin offering at the place where they kill the burnt offering. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, as the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering. Then the priest shall burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. In hearing the utterance of an oath, and is a witness whether he has seen or known of the matter. If he does not tell it, he bears guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of an unclean livestock, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware of it, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes this, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters. And it shall be, when he is guilty in any of these matters, that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing, and he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats, as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord for his trespass which he has committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off its head from its neck, but shall not divide it completely. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall offer the second as a burnt offering according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he is not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he who sinned shall bring for his offering one-tenth of the ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. Then he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial portion and burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him for his sin that he has committed in any of these matters, and it shall be forgiven him. The rest shall be the priest as a grain offering. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation in shekels of silver according to the shekel of the sanctuary as a trespass offering. And he shall make restitution for the harm that he has done in regard to the holy thing, and shall add one-fifth to it and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. If a person sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what was lost and lies concerning it and swears falsely, in any one of these things that man may do in which he sins. Then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore what has been stolen, or the thing which he has extorted, or what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or the lost thing which he found, or all about which he has sworn falsely. He shall restore its full value and add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whoever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him before the Lord, and he shall be forgiven for any one of these things that he may have done in which he trespasses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen trousers. He shall put on his body and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire has consumed on the altar. And he shall put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it, and he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. This is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it on the altar before the Lord. He shall take from it his handful of fine flour of the grain offering with its oil and all frankincense which is on the grain offering, and shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma as a memorial to the Lord. And the remainder of it Aaron and his sons shall eat. With unleavened bread it shall be eaten in a holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of meeting they shall eat it. It shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it as their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is most holy, like the sin offering and the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron may eat it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offerings made by fire to the Lord. Everyone who touches them must be holy. Is the offering of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer to the Lord, beginning on the day which he is anointed, one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a daily grain offering, half of it in the morning, half of it at night. It shall be made in a pan with oil. When it is mixed, you shall bring it in. The baked pieces of the grain offering you shall offer for a sweet aroma to the Lord. The priest from among his sons who is anointed in this place shall offer it. It is a statute forever to the Lord. It shall be wholly burned, for every grain offering for the priest shall be wholly burned. It shall not be eaten. Also the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, the sin offering shall be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest who offers it for sin shall eat it. In a holy place it shall be eaten. In the court of the tabernacle of meeting, everyone who touches its flesh must be holy. And when its blood is sprinkled on any garment, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in a holy place. But the earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. And if it is boiled in a bronze pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water. All the males among the priests may eat it. It is most holy. But no sin offering from which any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of meeting to make atonement in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burned in the fire. I have read and you have heard from Leviticus through 6 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to remind you today, since we're talking about, amen, the Savior and his deliverance, that he is the deliverer of all deliverers, and he is our salvation. He became that lamb that went to slaughter for us, just as the system of sacrifices was explained to Aaron and his sons, and the Lord gave them what they should do. Amen. It was a shadow and a type, amen, of the things that was to come, of Jesus that would be the perfect sacrifice once and for all. No longer is there a system of sacrifices that is in place, because Jesus paid it all with his one sacrifice at Calvary, when he allowed himself to go to the cross, and he laid his life down for each and every one of us, becoming sin for us. He became our sin offering, so that our sin is now forgiven. And now all we have to do is say yes to the gift of God. Amen. He has laid it all out before us, a gift that is presented to us, wrapped up in the beauty of holiness, wrapped up in the beauty of this offering that he made. He took stripes for our healing, for the healing of the nations, not just an individual, but every person in every nation, everywhere throughout the earth. Amen. He made the sacrifice just for you. Jesus paid it all. Amen. He paid our sin debt, and truly we owe, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We owed a debt, and that debt was death, but Jesus paid that debt for us. So no longer do we have to die. We will not leave this body, transition, and go into hell that was made for Satan and his fallen angels. That was intended only for them, but the Lord even wrote further, and he said the sons of disobedience would also be partakers, and hell is constantly enlarging itself to accommodate all those that will not receive the gift of God. Oh, don't let it be you on today. He is our salvation. He paid our sin debt. Our debt has been paid. We don't have to go that way. We don't have to be partakers of the end of that horrible ending of mankind that is written, amen. It wasn't even written for us and by God's intent. It's not his perfect will. His perfect will is that all should come into repentance. He doesn't want any of us to be destroyed. That's why Jesus loved us so much that he came and he paid our debt for us. He became sin, who had no sin on him. It's not even possible for him to sin. And yet our sins were thrust upon him, and he paid the debt of the guilty. Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord on today. His arms are open wide to you. His gift is spread out before you. Receive him on today. Amen. He will change everything for you. He'll change your life. Just say yes. Repent. It means to turn away from those things. Amen. And to be sorrowful for the things that we have done. Amen. Bow yourself before the Lord and ask him to be a part of your life. You want this relationship. Above all relationships, you want this one. This relationship will make all your other relationships right. Let the Lord do it in your life on today. Say yes to Jesus before it's too late. We're watching the signs of the times in the earth right now. Even the earth itself is grumbling. It is rumbling because of the sin and the degradation throughout the earth. Oh, but come to Jesus. Amen. And he will bring you life, and he'll give you that abundance that he promised. Remember, every promise that is written is yes and amen for you. Amen. The word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Call on his name. His name is Jesus. And there is no other name under heaven that is given to men that we can be saved by except the name of Jesus. And no man can come to the Father except through him, Jesus' name. Call him on today and let him sup with you. Let him show you what living is. Let him show you the gift that he has given. Amen. He'll answer all your questions and all the things that have been a quandary in your life. Amen. He will put it at rest and he'll give you peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you right now. Receive him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for being with me today. Amen. For a year in the Word, I hope you'll continue to join me in this journey. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. Say yes to the Lord on today. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Yes, Jesus.